Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dotton Chandler, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Today in Bajan History, June 12, 1821, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported on the murder of George Barrow Griffith, which had occurred the night prior on June 11th. The initial details of the first report indicated he was attacked by a group of enslaved persons illegally gathered in the yard of a Mrs. Sanders for the purposes of merriment and dancing. This report, sharing the nascent stages of the investigation, presented stabbing as the likely cause of death, but stated the results of the coroner's inquest had not yet been communicated to officials. The unanswered questions surrounding the victim's death were addressed in two later reports carried in the June 16th edition of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette. One report was issued under the title of Official Proclamation from the pen of the Honorable Samuel Hines, President of His Majesty's Council and Commander-in-Chief of the Island, Chancellor Ordinary and Vice Admiral of the same. Hines stated that between 8 and 9 o'clock on the evening of the 11th, upon returning to Bridgetown, Mr. Griffith was barbarously and inhumanely murdered at or near the residence of Mrs. Sanders on Codrington Road. He quoted the now available coroner's inquest findings that stated the perpetrators were unknown. In exchange for bringing the murderers to face justice, the commander-in-chief offered a reward of £100. He also offered a free pardon to any accomplice who presented information that would lead to the conviction of the criminals. The report that followed provided a timeline of the fray that caused Mr. Griffith's demise. Citing evidence presented to a jury, details of the victim's last day revealed he had dined in the country with friends before traveling with three of them back to the city. When Mr. Griffith observed a dance party at Mrs. Sanders' residence, he disregarded the advice of his companions and decided to enter the dance. His companions followed him inside with a view of persuading him to leave, but found him in a physical exchange with the enslaved persons partying there. During the fight, Mr. Griffith became separated from his friends for a significant length of time. When they did find him again, he displayed cognitive decline and leaned heavily on his left arm. Griffith could not speak or respond to questions, and his friends supported his weight as they exited, subsequently collapsing as they approached the house of a Mr. Abrams on the opposite side of the road. He was tended to and then taken inside the house, where he passed away painfully. Stating Mr. Griffith was killed with a knife that punctured his lungs and that the murder definitely occurred at Mrs. Sanders' residence, the report repeated the jury's verdict of willful murder by some person or persons unknown. It also reiterated the deplorable conduct of the enslaved, describing the behavior as savage and brutal to an extraordinary degree. It was said that after the deceased was being tended to on the ground by his friends, the still upset working class partiers continued to throw stones in their direction. Additionally, three partygoers passed the impromptu hospital scene created by the friends tending to Mr. Griffith quite ominously before returning to strike one of them, who had also been stabbed in the head, with a bludgeon. Today in Bajan History, June 12, 1821, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published the first in a string of reports on the murder of Mr. George Barrow Griffith, who died as a result of a stab wound to the lungs after entering an illegal party for the enslaved at Codrington Road.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.